This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns.
Republic Broadcasting Network. It's my pleasure to be with you here this fine Saturday. From 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time and 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, you can tune in and listen to me here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The show is Talk with John. Kind of funny how it, and I happen to be your host, John. Kind of funny how that works. There's a fair number of things that we're going to be getting to. I'm going to have Kristen Chevrier join me. She has a group that is going to be having some very great guests come in and speak with an organization that she represents. And we will get into that after the first break. Kind of funny how once I start talking, all of a sudden, I get these tickles in my throat. Kind of weird how that happens. But we have, I will be talking more about Kristen Chevrier here shortly and some of her guests. Kind of one of the headliners is Dr. Peter McCullough. And you know what? You might be even able to sit at a dinner with him should you sign up for their organization and join them. So, a couple things I want to hit. I do want to get some of your thoughts on what has happened over in Afghanistan. I know that a number of hosts haven't talked about it. I know that some are. But I want to get your thoughts. Should we be pulling out? Should we be pulling out of there now? Should we wait? Should we stay there? I think there's a case to be made on all three, and I'll be giving my opinion, but I want yours. So this first segment, we're going to have open lines, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. The 800 number is, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443, and you can call in there if you're minute challenged and you don't have the funds. Otherwise, please, I'm going to beg you, if you've got the funds, we need to do it. And speaking of the funds, there's two groups that I really want to talk. Oh, you know what? Dang it. I didn't get this off to the right start. Let's hit this. It's August 28th, 2021. And I need to give out a proper show or opening by starting with my show prayer. Now, no need to close your eyes, fold your arms, bow your head. It's a prayer of my heart. So let me share you the prayer of my heart whenever I'm thinking about this show or trying to do this show. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, my show mantra. Where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. So, a number of topics that have been on my mind. Afghanistan, should we stay there? There's a good case to be made for staying there. I think the Republic Broadcasting Network would agree there's a really good case to be staying there. And I'd like to hear your thoughts. I think there's a very strong case to be made to stay there. And then there's another case to pull out. And there's another case that Biden should have done exactly what we did, or to stay or to pull out just a little bit different timing in a little bit of a different situation. What does it do to us? I think this does affect us, even if you want to be of the quote-unquote isolationist mindset, or, you know, listen to someone like, I don't know, he wasn't really smart by some people's opinions, and he was a terrible human being, but in my opinion, he was probably one of the 10 greatest spirits ever to come on the face of the earth, in my opinion, that being George Washington. George Washington, in his farewell address, told us to stay out of entangling alliances. Told us to stick to our Western Hemisphere. The Monroe Doctrine came out of it. And I think we should listen to those founders. But on the other side, you know, the Zionists and New World Orderists, they want us to stay there, and there's a good case to be made, you know. Are we, is the United States becoming a empire? Should we be involved in empireism? So, to the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm going to ask you that question. And your silence kind of tells me that's probably true. You guys think that we should be imperialism and stay over there in Afghanistan. I want to kick that around. I also want to mention TLB Talk. I'm on TLB Talk. It's John Twitchell, the short spelling of John. Last name is Twitchell. And then, also a great way to interact with me, either on when I'm on air or off, is on Twitter. My Twitter handle is TalkWithJohn1. That's TalkWithJohn1. Had I known how Twitter worked, I probably would have gone Twitter, or I would have gone John1787. And if I can get the opportunity, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make that switch. So let's hit a couple of the topics also that I'm going to be getting to. I'm going to hit vaccinations. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. One of my trusted sources that I go to for news. I know it's not some others' trusted sources, but I think he's been pretty right overall for the last many years, is Joel Skousen of the World Affairs Brief. And we're going to hit that. We're going to hit a lot on the vaccines. Probably hit a little bit. We'll definitely hit on Afghanistan. Congresswoman. She's an evil woman. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is the most evil, probably the most evil person in all of Congress, right? From if we were to listen to mainstream media, from what they tell us, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced 3 impeachment resolutions against Joe Biden. They are for his failures in Afghanistan, in Afghanistan. Violations of immigration laws that have caused a border crisis and usurping of congressional power. You know, Mrs. Green, I'm going to say Republican Green, or Representative Green, Republican Representative Green. I would say somewhat, maybe some presidents have usurped, but I'm also going to say, you know what, y'all handed it over to him. Now, not y'all as in you specifically, but those before you definitely handed it over to them. Another one, Biden heading to his Delaware basement. That was from last week. Oops, that didn't get erased out of it. New Israeli study finds fully vaccinated people are at greater risk of hospitalization and 13 times more likely to catch COVID-19 than those who have recovered and have natural immunity. Wait a minute. I thought the only way to survive this thing was the vaccination, right? Isn't that what we've been told? I do think we have been fairly told. Kamala Harris walks away laughing when a reporter asks if Americans are safer after Biden's botched withdrawal. Now, her evil, what's the best way to put it? It's the Joker laugh she does. That woman, I'd love to play poker with that lady because her tells are pretty darn strong when she's lying. I'd so like to see that woman be removed from office, but we'll see what happens. Arizona, I believe it's Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb, vaccine mandates equal weak leadership. Your health choices are yours and yours alone. Boy, that's the kind of sheriffs we need all around the nation. He's a better sheriff than my sheriff, I'll tell you that much. Breaking, Representative Madsen Cawthorn requests invocation of the 25th Amendment and removal of Joe Biden. He is a North Carolina congressman. And calling for Harris to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden. So here's the problem with removing Joe Biden. Then we get Kamala Harris. So one thing that keeps on going in the back of my mind is how much of what Joe Biden is doing is his own thoughts versus how much of it is someone else pulling his strings. And I'm going to guess, well, let's have a little thought process. Let's kick the tires on that one, folks. Let's share a few thoughts. And then I'm going to play, because I don't know that it's been replayed on Republic Broadcasting, and it very well could have, but I want to play the interview done by the now up front and center Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd. Now, why is Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd finally coming out and the veil being taken off of and shown who he is? Why are we now 8 months in? Why are we now finally finding out who he is? And that why is he now speaking publicly? Is it to take some of the focus off of Joe Biden and the Biden presidency and what's going on in Afghanistan? Why is it finally? I'm going to say that probably one of the reasons why is to scrub his social media. I guarantee you he's had coaching. He really looks like he's been coached. And in the interview, he was treated with kid gloves. So those are just a few of the topics that I want to hit today, and we'll be getting to it. So let's get this off to a start. So, once again, I'm open to hearing your thoughts. on the different topics that we'll be touching base on. And I am open to receiving your calls. I've got just one guest for a short period of time, somewhere between probably 20 and 40 minutes. She'll be joining me. And then the rest of the time, it's just going to be you and I, you and you, myself and the listener. It's going to be the two of us. So I want to start out mentioning, and this probably has been shared on Republic Broadcasting at some point in time, but this great vaccine that was approved, and we've got Steve Elkins, and we have John Stadtmiller, and we have many who say that it isn't. Now, here's the problem. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a man behind a microphone, and I have my own thoughts, my own opinions. But when we say what's been approved and what hasn't, well, it comes down to what you can prove in court and whether they can throw you in jail or not, and whether you're going to whether someone else gets to enforce their rights or whether your rights are upheld. And according to the federal government regulations, now that it's no longer a unapproved vaccine, at least the Pfizer one isn't, they can now mandate that the military take the shot. Now, if I remember correctly, it's the Pfizer one. Sam, if, I don't know if you're there, but am I remembering correctly that it's the Pfizer shot that was the one that was approved? I do believe that's the case. This is what the CEO of that company has to say. This week it was leaked out that the CEO of Pfizer has admitted that he has not gotten the vaccine, not gotten either the first or the second dose. Not the first or second dose. So with that being the case, this is what he said. Listen to his excuse. Supposedly because he doesn't want to cut in line. His exact quote. I don't want to cut in line. That's a whopper of a lie, folks. Everybody that has the desire to have taken that vaccine can take the vaccine. Who's he jumping in front of? He's not jumping in front of anyone. That's a whopper of a lie. But it tells you something about how safe and effective it is. Must not be very safe, must not be very effective if Leo if the CEO of Pfizer doesn't want to become fully vaccinated. I found that to be one of the most notable things. If he isn't even willing to have the saline shots put in him, which, you know, frankly, I think the vast majority, so not one person in all of Congress has had a adverse effect. Not one. Not one out of, I believe it's 535 representatives when you include the House and the Senate. Not one. If you don't have one individual that has that happen, I kind of wonder, with those kind of numbers, with the numbers that we're hearing of the death and the hospitalization, over 500,000 different adverse effects. In fact, let me see if I can find one of those statistics. I'll get to that statistic on the other side of this break. Let's talk to John.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is John of Talk with John here Mondays, or not Mondays, Saturdays, 4 to 6 Central and 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time. You can tune in and join me here. All right, so right now I have Kristen joining me. She has been an individual, family, and parental rights advocate for over 20 years. She has served in the Republican Party leadership positions for more than 10 of those years. She holds a master's degree in English and has taught English, history, writing, and theater in public and private school settings. She has a homeschool blog, homeschoolwise.com, and a health freedom blog, yourhealthfreedom.org. And as she is a co-founder and director of Your Health Freedom Utah, she is now deeply involved in consumer rights and health freedom advocacy. Now, I didn't give Kristen's last name. I want to say it's Kristen Chevrier, but
ooh.
Kristen, did I get
you did
it wrong?
You got it right.
Yes, all right. Kristen, so thank you for joining me. So I asked you to come on, and this we will definitely have a west half of the United States slant, and my Utah slant does have a tendency to come up probably more than any other, But this is an event that I think the whole nation would want to be involved with, and anywhere, anyone, especially in the West, in the Rockies, would want to come to, because you're putting on a symposium for health that is part of your health freedom. Kristen, boy, I would love to get a seat at this thing, and I'd love to get a seat for the Friday, I believe it's the Friday evening event. But let me give out just two names that I think stand out to me. Well, the main one, I'm going to say it's the top header, is Dr. Peter McCullough. There's a chance that people can not only come and see him present, they might be able to sit at a table with him.
That is true. So Dr. McCullough, for those who don't know who he is a world-class cardiologist. He's brilliant. He's articulate. He's kind. He even responds to my emails every single time. And I'm just sitting there wondering how many emails does a world-famous doctor get every day, and yet he's still responding. He's credible, believable. He's highly respected. He's a professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine. He's president of the Cardiorenal Society of America. He's testified before the Texas legislature, and he has a whole page long list of qualifications. If you don't know who he is, you need to look him up. He'll be talking about a lot of the issues surrounding COVID, the actual numbers, the impact of COVID, the impact of the vaccine, and how early intervention works. And it will be fascinating, I promise you.
It'll be well worth your time.
You want me to tell you some of these other speakers that we have?
We've
got some other rock stars as well.
Yeah, let's mention them.
Okay, so Dr. Larry Pilevsky is flying in from New York. He's a holistic and integrative pediatrician, and he also has great credentials. He is going to be speaking about the medical paradigm and how there are things that we accept as fact that are, in fact, not fact. So we need to re-examine the paradigm and try to reinvent our view of medicine. Dr. Shannon Croner is coming from California. She has a 501c3 that is working on religious freedom. It's 4.us, and I can't remember, it's like for us. But I'm sorry, I can't remember what that stands for. I know that she's been working with religious leaders across the nation, and she is trying to build our religious freedoms, and she's going to be talking about getting religious exemptions for those who are interested. This is something that everybody needs to understand. You have a right to a religious exemption if you have a personally held, deeply held personal belief that the vaccine or any other medical procedure is wrong for you. You can ask for a religious exemption. That's Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. We have Dr. James Lyons Weiler, who is a biomedical research scientist. He is also the founder of IPAC. It's the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He's actually created a kind of a university where you can go and learn all of these things about how to read science, how to understand it, how to talk about it, and actually learn the science itself. And he gives certificates for the classes that you take there. Dr. Jim Meehan is fabulous. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he's an ophthalmologist and a fitness advocate and a martial artist. And he is really fun to listen to. I love to hear him. And we have six more, but it sounds like we're heading into a break.
Yes, we are. Let's hit this break. Then we come out of this break, let's discuss a little bit more about exactly what's going on and why people want to come here and how they can sit with these individuals on the other side of this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Republic Broadcasting. Joining me, this is John of Talk with John on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you so much for joining me. Kristen Chevrier is joining me right now. She is with Your Health Freedom, and she's putting on a symposium, and she was giving out several names of the people that would be joining her. If there's a couple other names that you want to announce, feel free to do so, but let's get into what the symposium is about and what you're trying to accomplish and why you're looking to do it.
Okay, so let me just mention one more name. Dr. Paul Thomas from Oregon, he's a pediatrician who has 10,000 children in his practice, and he did a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study where he made some significant findings for which he actually lost his medical license temporarily. So he is now back practicing as a medical doctor, but he is on probation. He's only allowed to talk about certain things. So it would be very interesting for you to come and hear what has happened with him. This is classic. This is what happens when people, scientists and medical professionals, tell the truth. And this is one of the reasons that doing this symposium is so important, because we have censorship everywhere. We have censorship on social media. We have censorship in the regular media. And except for on shows like this, right? And then we also have censorship in the actual scientific journals. So we have, there's a group of criminal investigators who has decided to investigate this because they're finding, much to their surprise, these are people who are not even interested in vaccines, but they're finding that the studies, overwhelmingly, the studies that are reporting negatively on the vaccine program or on the standard of care or on masking are being retracted. So the bias
so
is huge.
What does that mean? That's a big word, you know, for
so retracted means that the journal has removed it. So it was peer reviewed, it was published, and then the journal removed it. Or they put a big retracted mark on it. You can probably still read it, but they just say it was retracted. And so what it does is it puts a black mark on the study, and it makes it so that it's not, people don't take it seriously anymore. So it's censorship.
So
that's what it is.
That is a man I'd like to hear from. Someone that's actually done a study for that's vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
And then the results are fascinating. And he's going to be talking not only about his own study, but about two or three other studies that have been done over the past about 4 years. There have been others that I'm sure that most people have never heard of that have had very interesting results. And he's going to be talking about all of these studies.
So
it's going to be fascinating.
Let me throw one other name in here. I actually had him on last week and was not aware that he was going to be part of your symposium. It was Eric Moutsos of Utah Business Revival. Wow, what a stand-up guy right there, right? Someone that believes in principles of freedom and liberty so much, he's willing to walk away from a career that he loves.
He's a great guy.
Loved being a cop. He loved being a cop. And he's talked to me off air, on air about many different things that he shared with me, several stories, and I can tell just by the stories he was sharing with me that he really truly loved being a cop. And folks, he was one of the good cops. He was not. So normally cops have at least one or two complaints against him. He virtually did not have one complaint against him while he was there, right up until he said, I'm not marching at the very front of the gay pride parade in Salt Lake City. So now, Kristen, what is this symposium about? Is it about COVID? Is it about masks? Is it about just doctors trying to tell us how to be healthy? What is the symposium about?
So let me tell you just a little bit about our group.
Okay, so tell us about your group, and also tell us why you decided to even do this. So tell us about your group, why you decided to do it, what you're looking to accomplish, and what it is.
Okay, so the name of our group is Your Health Freedom. A lot of people get confused, and they say My Health Freedom because I'm talking to them, but no, it's Your Health Freedom. That's the name of the group, and the URL is yourhealthfreedom.org, which is where you can buy tickets to this event and where you can find information on vaccines and on protocols for COVID and all kinds of other great information that has to do with your health and your freedom. So this is our sixth annual symposium. We started this 6 years ago, and the reason that the group started was that we saw legislation that was being run in Utah that was going to increase the government interference in families as far as childhood school exemptions from vaccines. So they wanted to take it from one exemption per school, per child, per school career to an exemption every single year during the school career of a child. And for each one of those years, you would have had to pay a fee, and you would have had to go to the health department and all this stuff. And it was just ridiculous. And so a couple of us decided that we were going to fight this thing all the way through, and we ended up killing the bill. That's the short story. There's a lot more involved than that. But that was where Your Health Freedom was born 6 years ago. It was in response to what we could see were going to be more draconian measures that were being taken by the health departments and the government. So we have become a Utah-based consumer rights advocacy group. We network with health freedom advocates from across the country and from other parts of the world. We're very tied into all of the different states, working together where we can, and then helping to bolster each other in our own efforts in each state. So we decided we were going to do a symposium because part of our mission statement is that we want to help educate citizens and public policymakers so that we can have better health policies, more fair, sound health policies and laws. So to that end, we have created this symposium, and we've been inviting in speakers from across the United States to talk about various health issues and freedom issues. And we like to get people together. We don't stream this. And the reason for that is that we want people to come. We want them to be in the room. We want them to feel the energy in the room and to be able to look these speakers in the eyes and see that they're speaking truth, and be able to network with other people who feel the same way they do, and then go home and not just forget about everything, but be part of something, be part of a movement. And so that's why we do this. And our group has put up billboards, like a lot of groups in a lot of other states. They have also put up billboards. We have done demonstrations where we've had professionally made signs, and we go to one of the places we went was the BYU-Utah game in 2019 before all the COVID stuff happened and all the shutdowns. And we had 80 parents show up there and hold signs. And our communications are always strictly factual. There's nothing emotional. There's nothing inflammatory. We are just telling you the facts. This is what the situation is. And some of those facts are that there is the vaccine manufacturers are exempt from all liability for injury or death caused by their products. Another one is that there is no saline placebo used for the vaccines that are on the CDC childhood schedule. There's a whole list of reasons to be concerned about the vaccine program. And so we have just tried to give the other side of the story. We've also put banners over the freeway overpasses for anyone who might be driving through Utah and see those. Other states are doing that as well. So you should look for that, and you should look to get involved in these groups. And I'm doing a monologue here, John. Sorry. Did you want
to
say?
Well, I was about to interject. So Kristen, what is the purpose? So what made you decide you wanted to do your symposium? And tell us about what you're trying to accomplish with the symposium. Now, you said it's in person. It's not going to be something you can do other than being there in person. You're going to be in the same room with
and
all
you
these
can individuals. You can watch afterwards. You can watch, but it's not going to be all at one time. What we've done is we record it, and then we post it on our YouTube channel, which is Your Health Freedom. And if you go to YouTube and you look up Your Health Freedom, and then you scroll down to a little round green bird in flight, that's our channel. And we've posted most of the last two symposiums there, but we do it like one a month or two a month. You know, just it's not all at once, like coming to the symposium.
Okay. So why are you so what is the purpose of the symposium, and why did you decide to do it?
Well, the purpose of the symposium has always been that we feel like it's critical that people start to understand the whole story. When we look at the media and we look at social media and whatever is coming from the government, we always hear, and from the medical profession, from the medical establishment, we are only hearing one little piece of the story. We don't hear about all of the injuries that happen. They never show you the package
whoa, whoa, whoa,
insert.
Whoa, wait a minute. Kristen, there's injuries? They have injuries with these things? I'm being told this is like completely safe and effective, and it's like one of a gazillion times that maybe someone, you know, because someone may...
Yeah, one in a million, right?
Right?
Yep. So vaccines are known to cause, and this is straight fact, and you can look it up, allergies, seizures, brain damage, paralysis, and death. And there are lots of other things as well, but these are things that are easy for people to understand and just think about it. When you inject something into your body with an adjuvant that is designed to make your body react to it, you are going to cause your body to react to anything that came in with that vaccine, and that can cause allergies. If there are eggs in the vaccine or any other element of that vaccine could become an allergen for your body.
How would we know what's in there?
Well, there's something called, now I'm forgetting what it's called. It's the vaccine excipient summary. And you can Google that, the vaccine excipient summary. And you can look up any vaccine on there except for the COVID vaccines, because they're not telling you what is in those right now. But you can look up the vaccines and you can see what kinds of ingredients are in them. One thing that a lot of people would be very disturbed to know is that more than 21 vaccines contain cell lines that are derived from aborted human fetuses. That's 21 vaccines prior to the COVID vaccines, all of which used aborted fetal cells in some way, no matter what your political leaders are telling you. The Pfizer and the Moderna shots were developed using the HEK293 strain, which is human aborted fetal tissue. The Johnson & Johnson shot was produced using the PER.C6 strain. So I know some people don't have a problem with this, and they think that it's okay for us to use aborted babies to save other people. First of all, I don't believe we're saving other people. I don't know which one's first and which one's second, but I don't believe we're saving other people. I think that we're causing a lot of problems that we wouldn't have if we allowed people to get these illnesses and recover from them as children, which is what happened also, for many, many years.
So we've got, I'm sorry, if I'm taking in a product that comes from an aborted baby, it might be one thing if it was like a stillbirth or if it was like a miscarriage, right? That might be, mm-hmm. I might be able to go either one of those. I might be able to go, okay. But if it's literally coming from what we think of an aborted baby, I think that's, God doesn't play too nicely with those that have killed others, especially killed innocents.
Right.
Malek, you know, I don't like the things that were called down upon those type of people that did it. Let me give out just real quickly, and we're going to be going to break here just momentarily, here in the next like 2 minutes probably, if not less. Let me give out the latest VAERS data as of August 13th. It's the most recent that I could find compiled. But these are some key numbers. 595,622 total adverse events were reported to VAERS. We're told that somewhere in the neighborhood of about 150 million people have taken the shot. I don't know that I buy that number completely, but 595 reports have happened. Let's just say that every single time something happens, that's those numbers are right around what the quote-unquote stated death rate is, right, from VAERS,
mm-hmm.
or from the
yeah.
COVID. And then you go to 13,000 deaths. That's an increase of 702 deaths over the previous week. Notice how they're not giving out the death numbers now for COVID, because we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,000 people of all the ones that are they're counting of all it, dying with COVID, not dying because, but dying of. And then there were over 81,000 reports of serious injuries, including death, during that same time period, and up to 10,000 compared with the previous week. So the numbers are starting to compound. And here's another thing, folks. Once they get to be a couple weeks beyond when the shot happens, there's no such thing as the VAERS reporting data for that. They don't calculate that. They don't care about it. Once you're a few weeks beyond, they just say, well, that's just, you know, sickness and illness happening. All right, so let me shut up and go, okay. So you've got these great medical minds and freedom and liberty-minded people coming in. Let's, on the other side of this break, talk about how the people can go about being part of this on the other side of this break.
All right.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. I am your host, John, here Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time, 4 to 6 Central. You can join me and tune in and interact with myself and the guests that I have on board. So, Friday evening, let's talk about what's happening Friday, what's happening Saturday, and then how people can go about signing up and getting tickets for your symposium.
Okay, so the sad news, which is also good news, is that the Friday gala is sold out.
What?
We had a smaller venue for that, and so it is already sold out. But the symposium in Layton on September 11th, Layton, Utah, And we will actually give you the address when you buy a ticket. So don't worry that it doesn't say the exact address. There are reasons for that. So September 11th is the symposium in Layton, and it is an all-day event. We start at 8 a.m. Registration and vendors will be open at 7 a.m., and then we'll go to 6:45 p.m., and it's going to be packed all the way through. Lunch comes with the price of the ticket, and if you use the code Loving Liberty, all one word, Loving Liberty, lowercase, you can get $10 off of your ticket. And for listening to this show, if you buy it within the next 24 hours. So the price for the ticket normally is $49, which is a steal to listen to any one of these doctors, let alone all of them. And then you get $10 off with the code Loving Liberty, so that's $39. And you get lunch, and you get to listen to all these speakers, and you get to come and network with all of these people who are coming who feel the same way you do, or maybe you don't feel the same way as I do. Maybe you'd like to just come and listen and see what you can learn from these other minds that are not allowed to be heard over the airwaves.
Find out the misinformation that they're given.
Okay. Yes. So let me throw this in there. So to just you were a drug rep or you were a drug company, Pfizer, and you were to get a doctor at one of these levels to come and speak to another group of people, you'd pay them $10,000 to $100,000 easy. That's mm-hmm. the type of level of people that you're going to be listening to and you're going to be in front of that have done that type of research. That's the kind of money that they, folks, if they were on the other side, that's the kind of money they'd be pulling down. That's the kind of money they'd be pulling down. The thing that sucks about liberty is when you're in the fight like Kristen and I and like so many of you in RBN world, the thing that really sucks about it is it doesn't pay very well on this side of life. When you go to the other side, your soul may be saved because of it. I firmly believe that, folks.
Works. I do, too. I agree with you. Yeah, these people believe in telling the truth. They believe in telling the truth, and they're willing to put themselves on the line. They put everything on the line in order to tell the truth.
So, Kristen, we are about to be out of time.
Okay.
And I am so disappointed to hear what you just told me about Friday night. You and I are going to be talking offline.
Well, let's talk. Maybe you can have my seat.
But... okay. We have, how can people go about getting your information?
And you need yourhealthfreedom.org. Yourhealthfreedom.org. And you can sign up to get involved there. You can get our emails. You can get information on health issues that are critical right now, right there on the homepage, and you can buy the ticket.
Okay. All right. Kristen, thank you for joining me. It was a pleasure to have you here. I'll be in touch later. Have a good one. Have
All
a great
right.
Weekend. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.